Shir Pei Aleph Yom Gimel Parshas Truma.
Ruf Omar Abzeir. Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Dom. Ben Lekule Ben Lechumre. Now we say Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Dom. Ben Lekule Ben Lechumre. Zog de Gemor Minole Le Rab Zeire Ho. What is the mocker to Rab Zeire to this chidush of kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi? Ilei memitei shachanu yuskula mocher basar shchuto. Ve'achas bocher es basar nevela. Ve'lokach me'achas ve'einu yodea me'ize lokach. Sveika osu. U'benimtza hilech achar aroiv. So, benim tzolich achar aroiv, aber belokach, da loch es feker osu, hai es roiv. So we see kol kavua kemechza al mechza. Hosom lechumre. This is the Gemara. So let me gain, pamelach da. The Gemara says, Rab Zeire says, kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. I leim im rod, the teisha chanu es mochim basar shchuto, ve'achas mecher es basar nevela, ve'lokach ve'en yodu ameize lokach, sveker osu. ובנימצא הולך אחר הרויב. כל דה פוריש מרובה פוריש. So we have a מחלייקס אחרוינים, דה הפלואה, and the חווסדס, חי אודם מיגז דן, חוכמס אודם כלל תזיין, they learn when you have, תשע חניר אס מויכים בוסר שחוטו, ואחס מחר אס בוסר נבילה. What would be if in the store that sells נבילה, is more meat, from all of the stores that sell basar shchuto. And you have 9 Yiddish stores that moicher basar shchuto, and one goyish store, a ka'op full, with treif, moicher basar nevela, and you moitze basar. The afloa says, and the chavazdas, that is the nesivis, you go basar roiv chanuyois, and you don't go basar roiv basar. You go basar roiv chanuyois, and you don't go basa roiv basa. And they bring a raya that you go basa roiv chanuyos. First the Ran says he has a poshta raya. Stop it, the Gemara. Teisho chanuyos moisim basa shchuto. Ve'achas mecher es basa nevela. And it doesn't say what kind of meat they sell in every store. Zog de chavas das. A raya pshuto. You go basa, the Ran also brings this raya. You go basa roiv chanuyos. You go basa roiv chanuyos. So that Floy has a beautiful raya. There's a Gemara, we'll see later, a chelik of it, but Metzia, that if a person finds a Aveda in a city, Sheir Sheruba Yisrael, Areilu Shaloi. Chayv Lehachris. Ir Sheruba Akum, Areilu Shaloi. So if you find a Aveda in a city that Roiv Yisrael, you have to give it back. Try to find who it is. If it's a city, Sheruba Akum, you're allowed to keep it. Frank the Chavaz Das, even Beir Sheruba Yisrael, why you can't take it? Roiv moment is by the Goyim. Right? Even if it's Goyim, most of the money is by the Goyim. As Hashem said, the Teir is by us, the money is by the Goyim. This was the Chalukah. You didn't know, maybe some. But as I said, Roiv moment by Goyim. So how. Bismarck Gemara for sure was like that. He didn't know money. Now, is the Beir Sheruba Yisrael. Da'ainu means 51 Yidden and 49 Goyim. I mean, the Mishnah includes every case. Mistomet the Goy has more money. So why, if you find the Aveda, you have to give it back? Mistomet fell from the stores that have more money. The Goyim are the people that have more money. The Teretz is, you go pass away from the stores. Azei zog the Chavazda Asaraya. Till they ask a kasha from Ar Sugya. So why is stay that if the, who was Me'anasir? If it was the Ir Sheruba Yisrael, she's okay. If it's the Ir Sheruba Akum, it's not okay. Ir Sheruba Yisrael, she's okay. Ir Sheruba Akum, she's not okay. Why? Even Ir Sheruba Yisrael, most houses belong to the Goyim. Not only because they have more money, because the Goyim don't have so much kids. So if you have Ir Sheruba Yisrael, means 51 Yidden and 49 Goyim. The Yidden live in 5-6 apartments, and the Goyim live in all the houses. So why? So we see there we don't go to feed the houses. As if the Chavaz Das himself asks it. So you have to know Be'etzem when you magdir it, a house, a store, and when you go to feed basar the meat. And stores, you go to feed the stores.
Why are those riots more of a riot than the Tisha Chanuyos? Also, the Tisha Chanuyos.
Teisha chanuyas, we don't know what is the case. Al ze donu apoiskim. Could be when the Tana means to say teisha chanuyas, moichim basar shchuto v'achas mechaz basar nevele, he means that there's more basar kosher. It's a nice way of the Tana to write it down. Normally, all the stores are equal. Mechateisa, one store has more from the other store. But they say the Mishnah is Mashma, even if the Goyish store has much more. The other Raya is Pashtazay. Amoitza Aveda Birsh Ruba Yisrael, and it's Mirut Akum, 51 and 49. The Akum have Roiv houses. It's not a stomach. Here the Tana came to say that there's more meat. So he said nine stores and one store. The Chavos Das Taki learns in the Afloy. We'll see about the Afloy in the Cheshbon. But they zok the Afloy. Le'umas the Afloy. The Chochmas Odom himself learns you go lefi roiv meat. Says it's all here in Ladine. You go lefi the roiv of the meat. So these are the two main shittas. Chavos Das and Afloya learn you go lefi roiv chanuyos. You go lefi roiv chanuyos. And the Chochmas Odom holds you go lefi roiv basar. I wonder about these two shittas, I call them one shita. Meaning to say, either you measure it by the stores, either you measure it by the meat. The Pischei Tshuva in Yeredeye brings down a second shita. It's a third shita, but we call it the second shita. The Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim says there's no shaykes stores or meat. It's totally what was the matzav. If in the end of the day we go to all the stores, everything was sold out. We found a piece of meat, we don't know, we go to all the stores, everything was sold out. Then avada, you go to feed the roiv of the meat. Because if the kosher stores had 10 customers, buying, 9 customers buying, and the Trevedik store, you had 50 people buying. So there's more meat coming out. If Le Marshall only one person bought, so the chances that he went into the kosher store. As I said, the Beis Ephraim. So the Beis Ephraim, Be'etzem, I want to explain. The first sheet is not mechalik if all of the meat was sold out or the meat was not sold out. It doesn't make a difference. We have a yesod what is roiv, and you go to feed the roiv. Other roiv chanuyes, other roiv baso. Shalom, what is kuvah the shame roiv? The Beis Ephraim says, no, it goes with the lamdas. If everything was sold, was more my sepresha from the roiv baso, we go to feed baso, roiv baso. And if not, it goes to feed the chanuyes. If it's only one or two that bought, the chances that they went to the kosher store. So it's a machlekes. If we have to decide what is the roiv chanuyes or baso, or it's not we have to decide the chanuyes or the baso. It's be'etzem more nagea to we have to decide lefi the svore. I don't know exactly. The Beis Ephraim says we use svores. The Achronim didn't use svores. You go basa roiv, don't make a cheshbon with a lot of customers, small customers, it doesn't go like that. It's roiv and you go basa roiv. Other the stores, other the meat. Yeshayla, what makes the shame of the roiv? And the Beis Ephraim goes with svores. This is first the Yediyah Sadov. It's very interesting, in our sugya is the famous Rashash. The Rashash has a machlekes with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rashash says like this, what would be if you have a store that sells basar kosher, the store has kosher meat, 40 pieces of meat. All of the pieces of meat are squares. Chutz on that 40 pieces of squares kosher that he has 10 mishuloshim triangles. He has mishuloshim, 10 mishuloshim. So it's 40 merubayim and 10 mishuloshim triangles. So you have 40 and 10, everything is kosher. In the treifa store, you only have 20 pieces of meat. All of them are mishuloshim. Thrice triangles. Mishuloshim is the loshim. So you have 50 kosher in the store and 20 treif. But in the kosher store, 4 are squares and 10 mishuloshim. And the treif is 20 mishuloshim. You find a mishulosh. It's treif or kosher. Zog the Rashash, I say it's kosher. The kosher store has 50. 40 are out of the picture. But we go basar roiv. And while the roiv says it comes from that store, מילא זוג דה רשש, אתה בי כושר. אז אין זוג דה רשש. זוג דה רשש, אז רב קיבי עקר אין אה סוגיה. We learned in our sugya, if roi va'ir ksherim, she's kosher lekehuna, if roi va'ir psulim, she's posel lekehuna. Zog Rav Akiva Eiger, what would be if it's 51 people in the city kosher and 50 posel? And this girl was nenas. She's muta lekehuna, also lekehuna. She's muta lekehuna, right? 51 ksherim and 50 psulim. And this girl was nenas. City of 101 people. 50 psulim and 51 ksheirim. She was nana, she's kosher lekehuna, right? She's kosher lekehuna. Frank Rav Akiva Eiger, what would be if the person that wants to marry her is a kohen and he lives in the city? Now he knows he didn't do it. So now it's only 50 ksheirim and 50 psulim. So he's allowed to marry her or not? Zog Rav Akiva Eiger, he's not allowed to marry her. Zog Rav Akiva Eiger, if you have 51 psulim, 51 ksheirim, and 50 psulim, and he's a kohen and he lives in the city, he's not allowed to marry her. Because he knows he didn't do it. If you take him out of the numbers, now you're left with 50 ksheirim, 50 psulim. The Rashash says, sorry if you take him out. But the roiv is ksheirim, it comes from the roiv. And the Rashash brings his marshal, squares and meshuloshim. You have 50 ksheirim are made from 40 merubayim and 10 meshuloshim. And you have 20 triangles treif, and you find a meshulosh. Zog the Rashash, it's muta, I say it came from the roiv. So here's again the shaila. If you're asking me svore, avada the meshulosh mistoma came from the treif. Other you go basaroiv. You go basaroiv. You go basaroiv. As I zog the Rashash. So we have to know the klal, how you go basaroiv. The svara says it will come from the roiv. Even that the svara will say that this mishulish will come from the mishuloshi. But you go basaroiv. This is be'etzem ke'ena vikuach if the beis efray. Avada misvara, the meat was sold for the more places of meat. Aber we go basaroiv, the chanuyis is the roiv. Again, so I want to explain. It's a machleik. Some say the roiv is counted in meat, and some says the roiv is counted in stores. That could be an argument, how we consider what is called the roiv. The Beis Ephraim came with lamdas. It's totally, if it's a lot sold, so statistic is from there. If it's a little bit sold, that is be'etzem telling the Rashash and Rav Akiva Eiger, if we work like that. If we say, if you take me out, now it's 50-50. If you take the squares out, so now it's roiv. I know it's not a square. So I know 40 of the chances from there didn't happen. It's left 10 chances. And it's 20 chances from the treif. The Beis Ephraim says, kilo, we every time have to oish cheshbon, the cheshbonis. Say it.
And if
again, you have to know. I want to go back to the Iker Shaila, but it's Nogea to our sugya. The Afloy and the Chavazdas, this is the main shita. They learn you go bosa roiv chanuyos, and you don't go bosa roiv bosa. And the Afloy asks his kasha, why? It's muchach to him that you go bosa roiv chanuyos, and you don't go bosa roiv bosa. This is what is posher to him. You go bosa roiv chanuyos, and you don't go bosa roiv bosa. Why stomach the lashon haGemara, ir sheruba Yisrael? This is what he learns. You go basa roiv chanuyos, and the Afloy asks why. Look, why you don't go basa roiv basa? Again, I'm not going now to statistic. Yeah, we live in the Beis Ephraim and the Rashash and the Rav Akiva Eiger. All of that shaila. It's a very hard noise. But we're going back to the Iker shaila. We go basa roiv chanuyos, and the Afloy asks by us why. And he answers the Teretz. I want to go duch the Teretz. I don't have a pshat. Someone don't tell me a pshat. Well, I didn't get the pshat. I'll say the words that he says. He says like this. You have 9 stores kosher, 1 store is treif. A lot of basar in the treif. Now you find a piece of meat. So the chure, why the roif? Don't know the statistic. Why the roiv is the stores? Maybe the roiv is the basar, yeah? Instead of building stores, build the meats, and look at the meats, a lot of meats, and a little bit of meats, and you have roiv. Yeah, what do you do? I have a lot of kosher, one treif. I have a lot of meat, treif, a little bit. Mechateise, this is what I'm explaining. The first sheet is not statistic, we'll buy from here, we'll buy from there. This is the base of roiv. Zog da floor, you know why? Because kol kovu ake mechzo al mechzo domi. So when I think where's more meat, everything has the same. It's not like Reb Shleimer, like Reb Shimon. The meat is equal. Kol kovu ake mechzo al mechzo domi. Till Reb Elchanan bought at Reb Chaim, Reb Gifrek, so kol the Polish never makes sense. If everything is 50-50, you never could understand. Called the Polish, it's not our kasha. Reb Chaim gefragt us. Dainu Reb Chaim told us, that's in the first part of the afloy, that Kol Kavua makes it, that all of the stores, everything is equal. Every store has a lot, and every store has little, and everything is the same number. I say, till Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim didn't have an answer to the question. Till Reb Chaim said, Kol Kavua taka doesn't mean that it's 50-50. It means that it's roiv. Just as a din b'mokim kavua, you don't go basaroiv. When it's Polish, you go back to basaroiv. And Reb Chaim didn't have an answer. If kol kavua makes it 50-50, so if something is Polish mina kavua, it has to be called a Polish b'chamishim. Has to be a suffix. And Reb Shimon answered. What Reb Shimon answered, we didn't understand it, genoi. Avada, when we look in the stores, the halacha is, it's 50-50. When we look in the stores, it's 50-50. Yeah, the stores are 50-50. Thus is klar. But when I look on the Porish, we don't say it's 50-50. So the words of the afloh is, when I look on the Porish, I count on the Maise Prisha. So I say, from 9 stores will be a kosher and Maise Prisha. The Maise Prisha is not a Maise Kavua. It's a maise that is not a maise kavua. So from the stores, we count the maise, even though I don't understand why. We count the maise prisha, we have 9 kosher maise prishas, and 1 treifedik maise prisha. So even though there's more meat, there's no more meat. Meat in the stores are the same. Only as prishas. From these 9 stores, prishas will be okay. From this store, prishas will be bad. So you have roiv prishas leheter.
More people left the store?
Again. There's no more people. The more people in the store is the same. Inside the store is everything the same. So everything is coming out of the store the same. But when it comes out, as I said, this is what I don't understand exactly. But as I said, the father wanted to take the afloy, likmoy shuoyim. Dahainu. What we have in the afloy, we have the Reb Chaim. Dahainu, we have beitzim the Reb Shimon. Afloy is going from G'day la'achroinim. The afloh is mechadish that as kol kavua ki mechzo al mechzo, we look in the stores and we look at everything what we have here like a 50-50 matzah. Till Reb Chaim will ask, so b'mele you never could have called the Polish meru be Polish because it's only Polish meru 50. So the afloh starts, you're right. This is the reason the more basal doesn't help. Everything is 50-50. So why is the din of called the Polish meru be Polish? Because we look on coming out from the store. Now, the stores inside have the same. Oh, but when you go out of a store, it's Polish. You have 9 stores to go out of Heter, and 1 store to go out of Isu. The amount of times going out, everything has the same meat inside. Everything. So this is a shot. So the store also the same store. Why is 9 stores to come out from? Lechu is only 2 stores to come out. I said no. It's not the amount of people.
If the amount of people coming out, the only thing.
Again,
out,
but this is what I said. This is the reason I asked. I don't learn that floor. I don't know. I was waiting for someone. Tell me pshat in that floor. I don't have pshat in that floor. But I want first to have that floor. That floor comes and he says. Kivyochol, the afloy says, if you learn like Reb Chaim, it's never a tzad to go basar Reb Chanuyas. Like Reb Chaim could never pass, at least they have a problem, to pass, Be'ikar Adim, we pass like the afloy and the Chavaz Das, that you go basar Reb Chanuyas. If you the way Reb Chaim learned the sugya, the afloy says, there's no time. Avad, you have to go if you go basar. The only reason I'm going basar Reb Chanuyas, because I take the basar in the store, and I say that it's 50-50, so why call the Polish, this Reb Chaim's kasha? Well, you said yesterday, and Reb Shimon answers, and I don't understand exactly what is the nusach of Reb Shimon to answer. And here the afloh is trying to answer in 2 words the whole Reb Shimon. that legabi called the porish merube porish, we could look on it that is roy precious, and that zogt it only goes to the stores. Even the beitzim ruh is only called kavuah to the stores are the same. Klapi meise prishe, it's not a kavuah. Aber le meile, you have 9 meise prishe and you have 1 meise treif and you don't count. I yes, it doesn't make sense. Kol kavua never makes sense. But this is the din of kol kavua that we counted like 50-50. And while we counted like 50-50, so now we have a 50-50. So while we have a 50-50, kol the parish, mechub the parish, so be'etzim is the same. Now we have to go bust on the stores. This is the cheshbon of the afloah. We'll get back in a second to the afloah. I want to start to learn. So this is be'etzim a kleine akdome before we start to see the gemara. Again, we have a machlekes. You go basal stores, basal basal, chavos das and afloah basal stores. The afloah and chavos das and arsugis basal stores. Chochmas Odom klal tzayin wants to say he's done the whole machlekes there. Basal basal. Everyone has his rayas. The Bisefraim. It's a whole different lambdas to go with cheshbonis, what makes sense, what more happened, what less happened. Again, we're not so sure if we measure it like that. Till Reb Kivegi and the Rasha start to argue, and the Chetim says that statistic avada, we know that it's not from the roiv, aber is a din roiv. How we measure it? Statistic avada didn't come out from the Mishuloshim, it's mut reif. The guy knows that he didn't do it, so now it's left. Although we put him into the roiv, even that he didn't do it, is a cloud what is measured inside the roiv. What? Lama heip tzachon one shtika legemore, and we'll see where the afloah said his chiddush. It's mamish moiridike how the afloah learned the gemore. Come, we'll start to see the gemore. Mendi. Gufe. Omar Abzeire. Kol kavua ke mechza al mechza domi, ben lekule ben lechumre. Minole le rabzeire ho, ha rabzeire ke tzedes chidush. Ilem amiteisha chanu eskula moichas bosar shchuto v'achas mecheres bosar neveile, v'lokach me'achas mehem. V'ein yodu ameizim mehem lokach, sfeiko osu, ubenim tzoy lechachar aroi. Efe digmore osum lechumre. Frag the afloe, three kashas. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. Right? Why the Gemara has to bring down the whole Mishnah? There's an extra line. What is the extra line? Ubenimtso elech achar aroich. Why have to bring it down? Stop. Sveika osu, steht klar, kol kavua, kemechza al mechza domi. Why you have to add, ilayim imo odet nan teishach, an yis boizim basa shchut v'aaz, v'aaz v'aaz nevelo. V'lo kem ingam imo lokach, sveika osu, aray, kol kavua, kemechza al mechza. Why you have to add the last couple lines, ubenim tzo hilech achar aroiv? As they freak the afloh. There's no reason to add it. Some say balabatish maybe, if I would only have the reshe, I would think that it's also as boso shenisala min ha'ayin. Steht in Sefer, there is no problem boso shenisala min ha'ayin. Yeah, aber lo shen ha'mayish, avad is not mashma, shen u besveike osu. As they freak the afloy. Second kasha freak the afloy, what enfer the gemore, hosom lechumre. First, what the gemore taught. Ben lekule ben lechumre, hosom lechumre. First, everyone understands that it's hosom lechumre. Okay, what do you tell me? Derech Hashas. Zog de afloah, he knows the klonim of the Shas. If it's Derech Hashas, the Loshon HaGemara, the Gemara would not say hosom lechumre. Shiny hosom lechumre. Or amres lechumre, lekule minayim. Zog de afloah ageoines. It says like this. Second kasha, the Gemara says hosom lechumre. First, we knew that. Are you told me ben lekule ben lechumre? Hosom lechumre. Versteht me. Everyone chaps. But not only that. The Gemara would say, "He veisor bishnei mele chumre lekula minayin." And the Gemara, as I derech hashas, says this is a chumre shiny, but this lashon is not the afloah is not the right lashon and shas. Zog the afloah geoynis like this. Like I said, and here be'etzim is the whole afloah. Nearly poshut that b'teisho chaniyos moichim basar shchuto ve'achas mecheres basar nevela. It's even if it's roiv, basar, and the treif of the store. So what stayed here in the Sefer, Ubenimza Oilech Achar Aroiv, it's even that it's more Trefidik Ebusser in the store. Stomach the Mishnah. And the question is, why? And we answered why, because Kol Kavua Kimechza Al Mechza Domi, so it becomes 50-50. So the Mele, you don't go Basar Roy Basar, you go Basar Nechanuyas. So it comes out like this, Yehuda, comes out like this. That in the Sefer, that state of Benimtza Hoylech Achar Aroiv, why Benimtza Hoylech Achar Aroiv? Ah, is Roy Basar in the store? In the Trefidik store. So why Benimtza Hoylech Achar Aroiv? Are is Roy Basar in the Trefidik store? So why Benimtza Hoylech Achar Aroiv? Muzain, what the Afloya answered? Kol Kavua Kimechza Al Mechza Domi. What? That everything in the store is Kol Kavua. So because you say Kol Kavua Kimechza Al Mechza Domi, so if you find it, you could be toilet in the stores and not to be toilet. So it comes out that the Kol Kavua caused you to lazy lekule. So you have a raya from the Sefer that Kol Kavua helps even lekule. So the raya from the Gemara from Kol Kavua was not only from the Reisha. The raya was from the Sefer. And the Sefer steht benimtza hoylech achar aroiv. Ah, is roiv basar in the Trefidik store. The answer is, Val kol kavua kimechza al mechza dami. So I look and both of the stores the same. So now I could go basar roiv. Chanuyas. So the last line is a raya that kol kavua kimechza al mechza lekule. So zok de afloe, the Gemara says, minolon, the Gemara went to bring a raya, say lekule, say lechumre. From the reisha you have a raya, that kol kavua ki mechza lmechza lechumre, lokach ven yedea meizem lokach, you go lechumre. And from the sefer you have a raya, shebenimtza hoylech achar aroiv, shebenimtza hoylech achar aroiv, lo yitzu, you go bas aroiv. Ay, the Gemara, Mishnah is talking even in a case that is more trefidike basar in the trefidike store. So why you go bas aroiv? Muzai, because kol kavua kemechza almetz. I don't understand it. And because of that, you could say kol eporish murum eporish. So state in the sefer that kol kavua could bring you to the halacha that you go lekule. So the Gemara had to bring down the last line. And that the line is a raya to the Yesoid if Kol Kavua Kimechza Al Mechza Afilu Lekule. This line is a raya to Kol Kavua Kimechza Al Mechza Afilu Lekule. And for the Gemara, Hosam Lechumre, who told you that this is the case? Maybe the case is Taka that the store of Treif doesn't have more meat. What? For this is that floor. Hosam lechum. I heard once when Rav Shach explained to me, out of that floor, the Gemara is written alemol that the Pshutei Am could learn it and the Lombim could learn it. The Pshutei Am, it's enough for the Marai from the Reisha. In the end of the day, it stays that Hosam Lechumre, and there's no Raya. But Be'amkes, Alamol and the Gemara, when there's a Shakle V'Tayre, Nachman, Shakle V'Tayre, Makshu Metaretz, when there's a Shakle V'Tayre, it's not the Pshat that the Metaretz didn't have the Makshu. But we have to know that from the ganze Cheshbon, that the afloy mikoyach, when I said that the poiskim bring down that the afloy goes bosa roiv chanuyos, this is the afloy. His raya is this sugya. This is the cheshbon. This is his cheshbon in the Gemara that was pushed to the Gemara that you go bosa roiv chanuyos, even that it's roiv bosa, and bemele it's a, and why? Because it's kavua. This is his lombus. And val because of its kavua, bemele you go bosa the chanuyos and not bosa the bosa. The mele does the pshat in the Gemara that from the sefer is muchach that kol kavua kemerza almerza afinu lekule. And this is what the Gemara meant when the Gemara was trying to bring a raya. This is what the Gemara meant when the Gemara was trying to bring a raya. And the Gemara was doiche, hosam lechumre. Not, atkan lechumre lekule min olam. No. Not atkan lechumre lekule min olam. If you look at Pshutoi, the Gemara only tried to bring a raya lechumre. Lekule she never tried. This was barring the afloya. If you don't learn like this, If you don't learn like this, so the Gemara was only trying to bring a raya l'chumre, not l'kule. So the Gemara didn't have to say hosom l'chumre. Here the Torah says, the Gemara was trying to bring a raya, say l'kule, say l'chumre. Forget, the safe is the best raya. The reish is the schwache raya. Because the reish is only a raya l'chumre. The safe is a raya l'kule. And for the Gemara, hosom l'chumre, who told you? Maybe we're not talking that it's roiv basar. So in Meile, you go basar roiv, because it's also roiv basar and also roiv chanias. And in the Reisha, you go basar kavua l'chumre. What? The Gemara understood that this is the stomach. And in Meile, she's trying to bring a raya. And the Gemara is doicha, mehot nishken raya. Maybe you could learn pshat. So I say, Rab Zeir wants to be mechiach his din from here. Who said? But the din is not the afloeh. Avad lemaskon. It will stay. The afloeh b'teich advarim says even one more step, another cheshbon. But I'm not saying that part of the cheshbon. But this is be'etzim the cheshbon of the afloeh. Again, the avone exactly how he understands that because it's kol kavua, b'meila after that you go basar chanuyas, that avone and the afloe, echob dochnish. I don't understand that, how it works. I understand how it makes it 50-50. But why it makes it 50-50 and then Rebbe Chonon's kasha, I understand. But the answer is that because of that you follow the stores and not the basar, that chelik, any of the apshat. Any of the apshat.
It's master Rashi, because it says, Rashi master Ayi Deacher. That going out of the store is...
It's another Zach. I don't know if we managed to go into it. Who has to take it out? If you went there, every time bets, and when you take out, it's kavua. When it's nimtza, it's porush, but someone took it out. I said again, it's not mashal, something else. Someone has to take it out. The shayla, if it could be the same person as someone else. If you went to the store and you don't remember where you went, it's kavua. When we find it, it's porush. The person that took it out by him, it was kavua. So he dropped it. This is what Rashi is saying. What it be if it's a goy and he's in front of us, it's a cotton, he doesn't remember. This is a shayla. But if you go to the store, it's kavua. If you find it, it's Polish. I for sure, the guy that went inside, he was kavua. So Pashtas, the guy that went inside, doesn't have a suffix. He knows where he went. So the suffix didn't start then. The suffix started when you found it. About the Luyot Tzur, the person is here and he said that he doesn't remember, and then he drops it, it stays also. That's his claw. That it stays awesome. Now, the Gemara says that is a chiluk lekule velechumre. Maybe kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi is only lechumre. But lekule, we don't say kol kavua kemechza al mechza. This is the tchi of the Gemara in the first case. Hosam lechumre. Maybe we say kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi lechumre, not lekule. Zog the shit in Mekubetzes, what is the svore that we will say lechumre not lekule? If you say kol kavua ki mechza al mechza domi, ben lechumre ben lekule. Why is the svore to say lechumre not lekule? What is the svore? What is the svore to say lechumre not lekule? What is the svore to say lechumre not lekule? What is the svara? If you say kol kavua ki mechza al mechza dami, so say lekule, say lechumre. What is the svara to say that we'll say lekule and not lechumre? So the shita mekubetza says, the svara is, why is the shita mekubetza? The Gemara taught that midoy raise kol kavua, you also say kol the porish mechube porish. It's a din de rabbonon. That's what the shita mekubetzes. That was a svara that it's a din de rabbonon. It's a din de rabbonon. Dehainu midoy raise kol the porish mechube porish. You go basar roiv, say be porish, say be kavua. There's no difference how you go basar. Midoy raise you go basar roiv. It's a din de rabbonon. That b'kavua, you don't go b'asaroy. Chazal made us a din. But if Chazal made us a din, it's only l'chumre. But it can't go l'kule. Azei zog neshitim mekubetzes. But azei lo mimamshich the next piece of the Gemara. Elo, miteisho tzfardeim v'sheretz echot b'neim. V'sheretz echot b'neim. Sheretz Rashi says it's like a tzav, turtle, it looks like tzvardei. V'noga be'echod mehem, ve'eino yodea be'eze mehem noga. Sveiko itom? Why sveiko itom? It's nine tzvardeim, you have to go basaroy? Hosam nami lechumre. Freg de shita mikubetzes b'shem derat baz, what the Gemara taught? What the Gemara taught? You said hosam lechumre. Now you're trying to bring a raya from the second case. Teisha tzvardeim, ve'echot sheretz, and you touch, and you don't know what you touched. So we say, misafik yutome. Why is it safik tome? It's nine tzvardeim. If it's nine tzvardeim, it's roiv letaire. The teretz is kol kavua ki mechza al mechza. So the Gemara, safetum shzayochi. Hosam nami lechumre. Freik de shita mikubetzes, pshita tan hosam nami lechumre. What is the hava mean of the Gemara bichlal to try to bring a raya? What is the Gemara trying to bring a Rai? What is the Rai? What is the Rai? Zog the Shita Mekubetzes B'Shem Derat Baz. Arei, lo yitzir, it's not kavua, what will be the aloche? You will say that it's a frog. And then it will be toy. Because you say kol kavua ki mechza al mechza, you're not so sure if it's a sheretz or it's a frog. So now, misofik yimetame the person. You become tamei teras vaday. Now you touch kodshim, they burn it. So b'meile, the Gemara taught that it's lekule, not lechumre. Without kol kavua, you can't burn. Fakel, it'll be toil. Because kol kavua becomes a sofek, and now if the person touches it, you burn the thing. How you could burn kodshim? Araye, that is lekule. Kule doesn't mean kule. Kule means that b'teras vaday. As I zog the Radbaz. Now the Shaila is, so what is the Gemara's answer? Such a good pshat in the Ava, I mean, there's no pshat in the Teretz. So what is the Teretz? The Radbaz explains, so gishmak the Ava, I mean. Forget, this Radbaz gives a koyach to the afloy. There's no stam Ava means that the Gemara doesn't chap. The Gemara, the shit is only asking you, when he chap before, what are you repeating it again? But the Teretz is about it, the Gemara doesn't stam bring a ray l'chumre, and she answers l'chumre. So Frey the Radbaz, what is the Gemara trying to bring a raya? Zog the Radbaz, the Gemara is trying to bring a raya as well, because you could burn, if you could burn, vayis tois, it's b'teras vaday, not b'teras sofek. So Frey the Radbaz, what is the Taz of the Gemara as anami l'chumra? Zog the Radbaz, aber l'maise, when we tell him that it's tome, it looks like we're against him. We look like we're against him. We start to do bad for him, not good. Gradi, you could burn kachim. We are claiming fakat. If you say kavua ki mechza al mechza to be matir abosol in the case of the afloy, then we don't want that good will come out of it. But if we metame the person, this looks like a chumre. This looks like a chumre. As I zog the Radbaz, neshitim mekubetzes. Savad, neshitim mekubetzes lechur shtei that kule v'chumre doesn't mean the rabbonon and the raisa. Because so what if it looks bad, it looks good, but lemais you could burn the kachi. So he never had a suffix to say that means lechumre means midai rabbanon, lekule means midai raisa. Because here, even if it's lechumre, but it's midai raisa. If you could burn the kachi, it's midai raisa. So again, the shaila is, so what is the difference kule vechumre? What is the difference kule vechumre? Are midai raisa, we never mechale kule vechumre. So what is the difference? That the Gemara says, maybe kol kavua ki mechza al mechza is only lekule, only lechumre and not lekule. The finish sheet in the first piece, only the rabbonim, the rai says, avad you go basaroi, but the rabbonim you don't go basaroi. But mele lekule you can't do it. But the second Gemara, that the Gemara brings a rai that you could burn the kachim, if they touch the sofik tame, is a rai that it's the rai, because the rabbonim you can't burn, everything more awesome lechumre. So the Radbaz, avad the pshat is not mamish lechumre, because the maise, avad it's a kule that you could burn the kachim, and we say mechal b'teres vaday, but we call them it's a tzure vechumre. It's a tzure v'chumre. Was a salkedaitor that kol kavua is only in a tzure v'chumre. Not in a tzure v'kule. Here l'chumre, we have to have a avonech. Ma l'chumre, ma l'kule. So b'day reise savan is no svore, ma l'chumre, ma l'kule. We'll go weiter. Zog the Gemara, Elo mitisha shrotzim v'tzvardei ha'echot. Fakar, b'rushu sorabim, you have nine shrotzim v'tzvardei ha'echot. ונוגע באחד מהם, ואינו יודע באיזה מהם נוגע. בשוס היוחי צפי כתומה, בשוס הרבים צפי כתומה. So we have an often a gemori kol kavua ki mechza al mechza. What happened? It's 9 shrotzim v'tzfardei ha'echot. 9 shrotzim v'tzfardei ha'echot. If you don't go bosar kavua, so avada the person tots to sheretz. So he's tome. So even b'shus rabim is tome. Aboval kol kavua ki mechza al mechza. So now it's a sofik if he tots to sheretz, sofik if he tots to tzfardei ha'echot. It's 9 shrotzim and 1 tzfardei ha'echot. So if you go basaroiv, he touched the sheretz. Val kol kavua kimechza al mechza. So we don't know what he touched. So he suffik tume. Suffik tume shus rabim toy. Is a ray kol kavua kimechza al mechza. Afilu lekule. This is the gemara. And in this gemara is a Rabbi Kivei Eger with the Pnei Yeshua. And the blue Rabbi Kivei Eger they printed it. Rabbi Kivei Eger goes on and on. But the yisayin of Rabbi Kivei Eger is as a state in the gemara here. That without the din of kol kavua kemechza al mechza, if you have 9 shrotzim and 1 tzfardea, and a guy touches it, what is the halacha? He's tomer or toher? Without din kol kavua, 9 shrotzim and 1 tzfardea, and you touch it. B'shus harabim you tomer. Why are you toher? Because kol kavua. As I state in the gemara. So state in the gemara that without the din kol kavua, you'll be toher. And you'll be tomer. Why you'll be tomer? We learn. And the Tesarosh and Bob Metzia, we mentioned him, that Roiv is doesn't consider Vadai. Roiv is animal a Sofik. Tesarosh says in Bob Metzia, Avadi we go Basa Roiv. We go Basa Roiv. Obe Roiv doesn't have a Din Vadai. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, the Vav Amud Beis, you do a Maisel Beheime, and you take out the animals, and one of them jumps back in. The one that went out already is Potu. So now you can't do Maisel Beheime anymore. Why? The first 10 will go out. I'll say, call the Polish Merube Polish, and his stomach, he's not, he's chayeb b'maisel. Asiri vada yom arachmona v'lo asiri sofek. We saw like a b'mamzer, even if you have a roiv that is a mamzer, but asiri mamzer vada v'lo mamzer sofek, even that it's a din roiv, but the aloch is that it's not called a vada. So frekt ab kibayeger. So even without kol kavua kimechza al mechza, a vada that is roiv shrotzim, but it's not called vada. It's called Sofek. And Sofek too, but she's a rabbi in Torah. What? As I frighten up Kivei Eger, he brings down the Loshon Rashi. He brings down the Loshon Rashi. Rashi says, Elo mitesha tzvardeim, afite sefte, וכתוב שצר יוחי צפק אותו, ושצר יוחי צפק אותו, עד מכמח צדומי ולכולו. דילב כמח צדומי, אין כאן סופק תומה, אלו ודאי תומה. דהורו בשרוצים. So Rabbi Kivayeger was miming his words and the Loshon Rashi. That without kol kavua, zogt Rashi, ein kan sofek tume, elo vadai tume. Frogt Rabbi Kivayeger, we said that roiv is not called a vadai. If we said that roiv is not called a vadai, if we said that roiv is not called a vadai, so lechure, how the Gemara could bring a raya? That the reason that Bishus Rabim it's toil, because kol kavua, so mele it's not considered a roiv. What is the ray? Maybe kol kavua lav kemechza al mechza. It's here, we go basaroiv. And we go basaroiv. And when we call makoim, it's not called a vada. It's not called a vada. And Rabbi Kivei Eger zogt as zeh. Zogt Rabbi Kivei Eger, one terrace he says, maybe only when there's a pasuk, like mamzer vada is a droshe, Asiri, the Gemara has a drosha, Asiri Vadai, but B'shus HaYochid, B'shus HaRabim, what Sofik Toir has to be a real Sofik. But if it's not a real Sofik, it's a small little tzad, like Roiv, that the Iker Adin, we go B'shus HaRoiv, it's considered enough Vadai. I know, a Vadai that Roiv is not 100% Vadai. But B'kol HaTirekula, we follow the Roiv, even B'shus HaRabim. I want to explain a little bit, in this Rabbi Kivei Eger state along this. Rabbi Kivei Eger is only one of his three terutzi. What was Rabbi Kivei Eger's oymek of his kasha? His oymek of his kasha was like this. Bekol atirikulo, sofek is also. Bekol atirikulo, sofek is also. Why sofek mamzer is muta? Why Sofek Meiser is not called Meiser? The Teretz is, the Teire gave here a special drosha that she doesn't ask her Misofek. She doesn't ask her Misofek. Sofek Mamzer is Mutter. Sofek Meiser is Mutter. Rav Kiveger and his Kashi understood that Kiilu Mamzer, lefi de klolim of the Teire, Sofek Mamzer is also. Lefi de klolim of the Teire, Sofek Meiser is Meiser. But when the Teire said that Sofek is Potu, so what steht in Teire? The Teire says that in these things, I'm not going with the rules. I want it to be for sure. This is what Rabbi Kveger understood. Meir Rabbi Kveger said, came a mod me'aloche, Sofek tumu b'shus harabim toy. Why? Doesn't make sense. Kol ha'terikula sveikes ha'osu. Why here is ha'aloche, Sofek tumu b'shus harabim toy? Why? Ari lefi deklolim, Sofek has to be osu. Why the Teire came and said, Sofek tumu b'shus harabim toy? Muchach, that legabi tumu b'shus harabim, the Teire wants a vadai. If the Teire wants a vadai, if legabi sofek tumah, the Teire wants a vadai, and if it's not a vadai, b'shus harabim you're not tome. Abarazei zok rabki veiger. So even if you have roiv, but if the cloud of roiv is not vadai, so b'meila you're right. So b'meila sofek tumah has to be toy. Ari b'kol ha'teire kulo sofek is also. Why b'shus harabim the Teire is matir sofek tumah? The Teretz is. B'teres vaday, the teres matirat. Like Sofek tumah b'shus hayochid is tumah b'teres vaday. You could burn kachim. Because here the teres said, I'm at normally tumah is only a vaday. Here the teres was mechadish a parsha from Sveikas. So the teres was mechadish that Sveikas b'shus harabim is toir b'teres vaday. You could rely on it that it's toir. This is what the teres said in the need of Sofek tumah b'shus harabim toir. You could rely on it that it's okay. The male Rabbi Kveger understands Mali a small Sofek, Mali a big Sofek. You're right that it's roiv that it has to be tome. You're right that it's roiv that it has to be tome. But lemaise, you don't have a roiv for sure. While you don't have a roiv for sure, while you don't have 100%, the roiv is only ha'achroe. The male Frank Rabbi Kveger, how the Gemara could say that the reason that it's tore because it's called kavua kemechza al mechza, maybe the reason it's tore, it's not mitzad. The reason that it's toir is, it's because roiv is not our roiv, adoyz. Zot Rabbi Kveger, Rabbi Muchach from here, that taka einach enami, that it's only in mamzer and only in meiser. Aber legabi sofek tumbo shusorabim, even if it's a slight sofek, it's toir. And if it's a slight suffix, it's also. If it's roiv, it's also. When it's mutar b'shus harabim only, if it's a real suffix, then suffix tum b'shus harabim is toy. But if it's not a real suffix, a slightly suffix, and roiv says that it's tome, avada to be tome afilu b'shus harabim. Here we have to add right away. The Mishnah says that suffix tum b'shus harabim is toy, even if you have a sfek sfeike letamis. Like we know, Sofek Tumah b'shus harabim b'shus hayochi tome, even if it's a Sfek Sfeike letaher, but kol Sfeike shat hayochi lerabim, it's a tome tame. And b'shus harabim, if it's a Sfek Sfeike, Sfek Sfeike, Sfek Sfeike, even if it's a lot of tzdodim le'iso, afilo hochi et stoer. So we see that Sofek Tumah b'shus harabim, even a slightly Sofek is mutar. So we're going back to Rabbi Kveger's Kashe, so why here it says in the Gemara, lefi the way Rashi is explaining, that lu yitzir would not be the aloch of kol kavua. You go b'saroi, but it's a Sofek. And I'll say it in the Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua. Ari the Rashbo learns Sfek Sfeike is mitam roiv. Ari the Rashbo learns Sfek Sfeike is mitam roiv. Sfek Sfeike is mitam roiv. And if Sfek Sfeike is mitam roiv, so Sfek Sfeike b'shus harabim is toy. Even if you have a Sfek Sfeike letamris. And if you have roiv, you tell me that it's toy. And if you have roiv, you tell me that it's tome. Rabbi Kveger brings down this kasha, Mur Mesuda, b'shem de Pnei Yeshua. It says in the first braise, Teisha Tzfardeim v'sheretz Echot. V'noga be'echot mehem, ואין יודע באיזה נוגע ספק תומה בשוסיוך יתומה אז כל קבוע כמחצה על מחצה. State in the first case, without the din of kol kavua, what will be the halacha? Without the teisha tzvardeim v'sheretz echod, v'noga be'echod mehem, ve'eino yodea be'eizem mehem noga. What? A bitor, right? Why a bitor? Because it's roif. Svek sveke letayr b'shusayochi d'stome. So why here if a bi roif et a bitor? Be'etzem a state. Rav Kiveger stole this kasha in the Sefer. He could have stole this kasha in the Reisha. State in the Reisha that would out call Kavua to be Torah B'shus HaYochid. Why? Aber Reiv is not a Vada. It's a Sefer. Be'etzem, what we're saying is, Rav Kiveger and Yeshua's kasha is shver in both cases. We'll go back to the first case. State in the first case that would the Teisha Tzvardeim V'sher HaTzechot V'noga Be'echot Mem V'eino Yodea it's Tomer. Why? Because Kol Kavua K'mechza Al Mechza. Why you have to come to Kol Kavua? You're right that Rav say that it's a sher, that it's a tzvardeah, but it's a miu that it's a sheretz. Roiv is not ach roiv adois. The same Rav Kiveger from the next Gemara, we have the Rav Kiveger in the first Gemara, and the Yeshua asks the kashim. The halacha is sfek sfeik eletamois is tom. Dainu, if someone is a suffik if he touched, and even if he touched, maybe it was a small little piece. Even so, he's tom. Is roiv tzdodim letayer, but the Mishnah says sofek tumah b'shus hayochid afilu sofek v'sfek sfeike you metame. So why in our sugya? We'll put it down like this. This is the only gemara be'etzem that is muchach b'derech agav in the gemara that roiv tumah b'shus hayochid. If it's roiv letayer, it's toyer, and if it's roiv letame b'shus hayochid, b'shus harabim it's tame. Because the Gemara states that the reason it's Tome and the Reisha because Kol Kavua, and the reason it's Toir and the Sefer because Kol Kavua. But state that if it's Roiv Shrotz, Roiv Tzvardeim and the Reisha, it'll be Toir B'shus HaYochid. And if it's Roiv Letame B'shus Rabim, it'll be Tome. So this Gemara B'derech Agav is the only Gemara that states that you go B'sa Roiv Letair B'shus HaYochid, and you go B'sa Roiv Letame. You go b'saroiv letame. And here's Rav Kiveger ibn Yeshua's kasha. So first Rav Kiveger asks his tam. Roiv is not ach roiv adois. Vayis lois, you don't need ach roiv adois. Oh, but the kasha is how it could be. Shh. That sfek sfeike is also. Da'ayin, if you have a sfek sfeike letame, it's b'shus hayochid, you tome. And here you have roiv, it's toy. So I want the magish ein vot. Shimon explains it. State in our Gemara that if you have 9 tzvardeim and 1 sheretz in your tots, b'shus hayochid, lo yitzir, it will be porish, it will be okay. Only because it's kavua, it's not okay. So the idea, if it's roiv letayr b'shus hayochid, it's tor. If you touched, and you have roiv tzdodim that you didn't touch, you tome. Why if I have roiv tzdodim that it's a sheretz, it's tor? Nein, Reuf Zvorim, that it's Zvardeh, it's Tor. Nein, Zvardeh, in one share, it's Aloche, it's Tor. And if I have Reuf Zdodim, that I didn't touch, it's Tome. Zog dem Shimon Azek. When I have 9 Zvardeh, and one share, without the din of Kol Kavua, Kemechzo, Al Mechzo, I would say, Mis Tome, he touched the frog. And it's okay. Das ist der Aloche von Reuf. B'shus hayochid sofek is tome. Why sfek sfeike is also tome? Are it's a vaita tzad. So why sfek sfeike is tome? Zot Reb Shimon, because the aloch of sofek tum b'shus hayochid is tome, we done on every sofek separately. So while we done on every sofek separately, so first we decide that the first sofek is also. Then we do pass on the second sofek that it's also. So while every sofek b'fnei atzmoi, we paskin that is also, the mele, even that you're right, it's such a vaita tzad that he touched the sheretz. Why? Maybe he touched, and even if he didn't touch, maybe it was too small. Maybe he touched and he didn't touch, b'shus hayochid he touched. Maybe smaller it's big, it's big. So every sofek we machri on his own. So roiv letame b'shus hayochid, tor. Dein, if it's roiv, then it's not a tumor, it's toir. If it's roiv, letayr b'shus hayochid, it'll be toir. Aber when you have a Sfik Sfeike, b'shus Arabim, et be Torah, b'shus Ayochit, et be Tomeh. Mirz Hashem, tomorrow we'll see the next Gemara. It's good to see the Gemara here and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's a whole separate sugi of Kavua, Legabi Nefoshes.